When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Why is my heart dancing? Imagine dancing. You look at me and suddenly it's spring. Why do I keep sighing? Not sad, just sighing. I'm young and free, and suddenly it's spring. High on a hilltop, love is calling someone should wish me. Happy folly. No more being lonely. Can I be lonely? You look at me and suddenly at me and suddenly it's spring.
And as Chris Connor sings so eloquently, suddenly, ladies and gentlemen, valued listeners, it's spring. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only singular, idiosyncratic, individual, one-of-a-kind NPR station. Well, that's a beautiful song by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, cut from Lady in the Dark. Now, before you start emailing me and calling me, yes, we know Kurt Weill and Ira Gershwin wrote Lady in the Dark, but they wrote very little of the film with Ginger Rogers, and the studio decided to interpolate some songs. That's a song that was cut from the film of Lady in the Dark, so many times removed from the Broadway musical, but a beautiful song nonetheless, setting up today's show, which is Spring is Here, which it seems it finally is. And boy, do we deserve it and need a season like this of renewal and redemption and birds chirping and flowers blooming from the ground. And that is a trope that you hear often in the musical theater. the floral aspect, as it were, the floral garden of our musical heart. Here is a song performed by Julie Andrews early in her career. It's an Ivor Novello song, and Ivor Novello was the great British songwriter, I would say, between Gilbert and Sullivan and Noel Coward. A show from the 40s, I think, called Perchance to Dream. But here is Dame Julie herself as a young lass singing We'll Gather Lilacs.
Were a pushing through the ground for green up time. bells tinkle, April in the glen. And sure enough, I fell in love with love again. Then I started feeling awful bright, had a thought that hit me right. I'll have my honey dance with tonight and have a time to welcome in the green up time. To welcome in the green up time.
Green up time.
Green up time.
Well, that was the inimitable voice of Lotta Lenya, the wife and muse of Kurt Vile, singing a song that Kurt Vile and Alan J. Lerner wrote for the musical Love Life, a show that was never recorded in its full impressive volume. But hopefully one day we will get a real cast album of Love Life or a studio recording. Well, when we come to the idea of flowers blooming and growing from the ground in spring, we turn to another Alan J. Lerner song, this time with music by Burton Lane, from On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. And we'll go to the film version, where Barbara Streisand plays the amazing Daisy Gamble, who can make flowers grow from almost nothing.
Hey, buds below. Where to grow, up with which below can't compare with. Hurry, it's lovely up here. Life down a hole takes an awful toll. What with not a soul there to share with. Hurry, it's lovely up here. Wake up, bestir yourself. It's time that you disinter yourself. You've got a spot to fill, a pot to fill. And what a gift package of shower, sun and love. You'll be met above everywhere with fondled and sniffed by millions who drift.
Child as you'd find. Her parents had gone to their final reward, leaving their baby behind. Did you hear this poor little child was only 9 years of age when mother and dad went away. Still she bravely worked at the one thing she knew to earn her few pennies a day. She made artificial flowers, artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers, you know those artificial flowers, fashion from Annie's despair. With paper and shears, with some wire and wax, she made up each tulip and mum. As snowflakes drifted into her tenement room, her baby little fingers grew numb from making artificial flowers, those artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of high fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers, made from Annie's despair. They found little Annie all covered with ice, still clutching her poor frozen shears. Amidst all the blossoms she had fashioned by hand and watered with all her young tears. In heavenly gardens and bowers, and instead of a halo, she'll wear around her head a garland of genuine flowers. No more artificial flowers, throw away those artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of society to wear. From Annie's, fashion from Annie's despair. Give her the real thing.
Give her the real thing. I love that little Bobby Darin throwaway. And of course, was Mr. Darin himself doing this trope he kind of did in After Mac the Knife, of taking well-worn songs and jazzing them up a little bit, swinging them up a little bit. That actually is not an old song. It's a very brilliant new song, or at least from 1962, by Bach and Harnack from Tenderloin, written to be a sort of turn-of-the-century sentimental ballad sent up, inimitably, by Bobby Darin. Well, we are looking at our spring show. Spring is here. I'll take a moment to recognize the support and contribution of the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund, which helps support our work every week here on Broadway to Main Street. And let us go from Broadway to Main Street to the West End, where we'll hear two wonderful songs by Noel Coward. And since all of a sudden we've turned around and found ourselves in April, we might agree with this 1930 song performed by Sir Noel himself, that suddenly, thank goodness, it's spring.
The sun is shining where clouds have been. Maybe it's something to do with spring. I feel no older than 17. Maybe it's something to do with spring. A feeling I can't express, a sort of lilt in the air, a lyrical loveliness seems everywhere there. That cow resembles a rural dean. Maybe it's something to do with spring. The spring is here, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, dear, can't you see the simply agonizing sheen on every angry little tree? You must must admit it's rather fun to think that every single thing that nature ever does is overdone. You see exactly what I mean. It all looks far too clean, a badly painted scene. The grass is far too green. Perhaps there's something we have missed. I never could have kissed a sentimentalist. Still, there's something in the atmosphere, a sort of something, dear, that makes me happy here. The sun is shining where clouds have been. Maybe it's something to do with spring. I feel no older than 17. Maybe it's something to do with spring. A feeling I can't express, a sort of lilt in the air, a lyrical loveliness seems everywhere. There, that sheep's expression is quite obscene. Maybe it's something to do with spring.
I can organize a treasure hunt, or even clockwork trains. Anything. Later than spring, much disillusion comes. Sometimes confusion comes. You lose your way. Need it be such unbearable sadness to face the truth? Love, with its passionate madness, belongs to youth. Later than spring, our values change indeed. It would be strange indeed if they should stay. Waste no tears on the hurrying years, for whatever they may bring. Songbirds still sing. Later than spring.
Well, who would have thought Elaine Stritch could break your heart? Well, she certainly does in that wonderful second act ballad from Sail Away, a Noel Coward show from 1962 that he wrote expressly for Stritchy, as he used to call her. That is from the London Cast album, where I think she really understands that song. It's a song everybody should know and hear at cabarets around the world, Later Than Spring. Well, we are arriving right at spring, and we'll go to another show from the 1960s called Baker Street, a musical adventure of Sherlock Holmes. And we all know that Sherlock Holmes is great at many things, decoding cryptograms and tracking down murderers and things like that. But when it comes to the human heart, he is somewhat lacking. So in this particular musical, he is set straight, as it were, by Irene Adler, the woman, the femme fatale of the show. And she is embodied brilliantly, so movingly and rhapsodically, by Inga Swenson, one of my favorite musical theater performers. Here she is, helping Sherlock Holmes in finding words for spring.
Love is a delicate subject on which I have little to say. And yet there are difficult subjects I'd gladly debate. describe the night. Somehow I would find them too. How can one explain love's sweet splendor? Explain itself to you. Should you want to pray? I could find a phrase or two. As for love, mere words, though they're clever, they'll just never do. You must fall in love.
Well, we await spring with optimism and hope and fervor and joy, but we all know that life is a little more complicated than that. So another aspect of spring songs, which we're cultivating today on Broadway to Main Street into a bouquet, are the melancholy spring songs. This is one written for a movie called Christmas Holiday in the 40s by Frank Lesser. And if anyone can get that melancholy shading brilliantly, it's Edie Gourmet to tell us that spring, even though it's already April, will be a little late this year.
January and February were never so empty and gray. Tragically, I feel like crying. Without you, my darling, I'm dying. But let's rather put it this way. Spring will be a little late this year. A little late arriving in my lonely world over here. For you have left me, and where is our
once I was a sentimental thing. Threw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance hasn't got a chance. Promised my first dance to winter. All I've got to show is a splinter. For my little flame. Spring is here. There's no mistaking. Robins building nests from coast to coast. My heart tries to sing so they won't hear it breaking. Spring can really hang you up the most. College boys are writing sonnets in the tender passion they're engrossed. But I'm on the shelf with last year's Easter bonnets. Spring can really hang you up the most. All afternoon those birds twitter twit. I know the tune. This is love, this is it. Heard it before, and I know the score. And I've decided that spring is a bore. Love seemed sure around the new year. Now it's April. Love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time. Only what became of you, dear? Spring can really hang you up the most. All alone, the party's over. Old man Winter was a gracious heart. But when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can really the most.
That is probably the great melancholy spring song that's rendered by a wonderful nightclub performer called Irene Krall, who made a handful of albums, but boy, is she terrific. That is a song by Wolf and Landesman. It's not technically a Broadway song. It was written in 1955, but then it was dropped into the 1959 musical they wrote called The Nervous Set. And, well, if I were ever nervous, I would just listen to that song and I would calm down immediately. Well, in our springtime show, we have to get to the big, big song with springtime in the title. You all know what that is. It's from a big old hit by Mel Brooks called The Producers. But because we want a sort of gentle side, we are going to play one of the strangest tracks I know. The big Latin band under the baton of Henry Mancini is going to play the theme song from Springtime for Hitler. Nice little goofy bit of musical trivia. Well, Johnny Mercer was second to none, or perhaps only second to Cole Porter, in terms of these long list songs that have so many interesting, clever, and funny ideas. Here's one he wrote with Jean DePaul from the film Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. And here is Mercer himself, and I think Jean DePaul at the piano, to give the most fecund, fertile catalog of the animal kingdom when it's spring, spring, spring.
Oh, the barnyard is busy in a regular tizzy, and the obvious reason is because of the season. Mom Nature's lyrical with her yearly miracle. Spring, spring, spring.
All the hen folk are hatching while their men folk are scratching to ensure the survival of each brand new arrival. Each nest is twittering, they're all babysittering. Spring, spring, spring.
It's a beehive of budding son and daughter life. Every family has plans in view. Even down in the brook, the underwater life is forever blowing bubbles too.
Every field wears a bonnet with some spring daisies on it. Even birds of a feather show their clothes off together. Sun's getting shinery to spotlight the finery. Spring, spring, spring.
In his hole, though the gopher seems a bit of a loafer, the industrious beaver puts it down to spring fever. While there's no antelope who feels that he can't elope. Spring, spring, spring.
Slow but surely the turtle, who's enormously fertile, lays her eggs by the dozen. Maybe some are her cousins. Even the catamount is nonplussed by that amount. spring, spring, spring.
Even out in Australia, the kangaroos lay off butterfat and all French fries. If their offspring are large, it might be dangaroos. They've just gotta keep 'em pocket size.
Even though to each rabbit spring is more like a habit, nonetheless in the cactus they indulge in the practice. Natural proclivity, they dig relativity. Spring, spring, spring.
To itself each amoeba softly croons octoliba, while the proud little termite feels as large as a worm bite. Old Papa Dragonfly is making his wagon fly. Spring, spring, spring.
Every bug snuggled snuggy in its own baby buggy, and in spite of policing, seems the tribe is increasing. 'Cause Mrs. Katie did once did what her matey did. Spring, spring, spring.
Daddy Longlegs is stretching out his creaking joints, and how busy can a bumblebee? Flitting hither and thither, she keeps seeking joints with a spare room and a nursery.
Each cocoon has a tenant, so they've hung out a pennant. Don't disturb, please keep waiting, we are evacuating. This home's my mama's, I'll soon have my own domicile. Spring, spring, spring.
It's as old as forever, but it's more fun than ever. Spring, spring, spring.
Well, we're whizzing around the track and sighting the finish line of our Spring Is Here show, so we have to play Spring Is Here. Our final three songs all have music by Richard Rodgers, and here is a Rodgers and Hart song that probably was the first melancholy spring song to enter the popular repertory, and I can't think of anyone better to sing it than the great subject of Will Friedwald's biography, Straighten Up and Fly Right, which you should all go and buy and read this spring or this summer, Mr. Nat King Cole himself.
Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here.
Just like my mama says, I sit around and mope, pretending that I am so wonderful, and knowing I'm a dope. I'm as restless as a willow in a jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm a starry-eyed and vaguely discontent, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was some new street, hearing words that I have never, never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin or a bluebird on the wing, but I feel so gay.
That song just knocks me out, and that is from a Rodgers and Hammerstein original film musical, State Fair. I think the only original film musical they wrote, and that is Nina Simone, you know, who knocks everything out of the ballpark, and she sings that song so beautifully and unexpectedly, even though just about everybody else has covered that amazing number. Well, we are coming to the end of our Spring Is Here show. here on Broadway to Main Street. And let us go with something new. Let us go with something that has just popped out of the ground, as it were, a new recording called R&H Goes Pop, which is Rodgers and Hammerstein sung in pop accompaniments and pop arrangements by the leading lights of the current Broadway scene. It's produced by Kraft Records in collaboration with Concord Theatricals. It has Katrina Lenk. It's got Jeremy Jordan. It's got Ali Stroker. You name it. Here is Derek Klaina to sing the great springtime ballad from South Pacific. And I hope that we are all younger than springtime and take a deep breath as we enter the spring months we so desperately need, and what better way to do it than the music from Broadway?
I touch your hand and my arms grow strong, like a pair of birds that burst with song. My eyes look down at your lovely face, and I hold the world in my embrace. Younger than springtime are you, softer than starlight are you, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me. Gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you, angel and lover, heaven and earth are you to me. And when your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do, then younger than springtime am I, sweeter than music am I, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me. Younger than springtime am I, gayer than laughter am I, angel and lover, your hand and my arms grow strong.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.